Some Indianapolis childcare providers shut their doors Monday to call attention to low wages and limited state support. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Sydney Dauphiné reports the protest comes after a legislative session that saw few steps taken to address Indiana's childcare access and affordability crisis.
Kelly Dawn Jones is an organizer and childcare worker. She held the second annual Day Without Childcare protest at her in-home childcare business on Indianapolis's southeast side. She said many of the child care bills introduced last session were little more than a drop in the bucket.
There are hundreds of thousands of children every day that do not have access to child care because we cannot hire people for poverty wages. And it is a sad situation because we have the power to fix it. We have the power to change it. The funding exists.
Jones and other advocates say many problems in the child care landscape won't be solved until they get higher wages. Indiana's child care worker wages rank near the bottom nationally. A 2021 analysis shows a shortage of quality care providers has led to higher costs for families. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Sydney Dauphiné.